Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss, Bull West, DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 8 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week, February 16th through February 22nd in the great American Old West? February 16th, 1922. John Horton, Texas. John Slaughter, number 13 on the gunfighter's list, age 80, passed quietly in his sleep at San Bernardino Ranch, Arizona. Rip-roar. Texas John was an Indian fighter, Texas Ranger, sheriff in 1886, U.S. Marshal, gunfighter, rancher, trail-driving cattle baron, businessman, banker, and a gambler. A noted Arizona pioneer. Tip your hat. February 17th, 1909. Died Geronimo the Human Tiger at age 79. Iconic Chiricahua Apache resistance leader, he was never a chief. He led the final Indian fight in America against the whites and Mexicans for 25 years. A bold and determined warrior, but it ended in tragedy for his people. His struggle caused them to be banished from their ancestral lands and remain prisoners for nearly 30 years. Inadvertently, he became a celebrity. He died in captivity from pneumonia 6 days after falling from a horse and lying out all night near Fort Sill, Oklahoma. February 18th, 1861, the Treaty of Fort Wise, and this was in Colorado. No, Colorado yet. Cheyenne Chiefs Black Kettle, Lean Bear, Left Tan, Little Wolf, Tall Bear, and White Antelope, along with Arapaho Chiefs Big Mouth, Little Raven, Shavehead, and Storm, signed away the majority of the lands granted to the Indians by the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1851. Many bands of Cheyenne and Sioux disavowed the treaty and decided to risk the whites. The Indian War in the Plains would heat up. February 18, 1878, the Lincoln County War. Lincoln County, New Mexico. Englishman John Tunstall and hired hands Billy the Kid, Dick Brewer, Henry Brown, John Middleton, Fred Waite, and Robert Woodenman are moving a small herd of 9 horses towards Lincoln. Sheriff William Brady's large posse, including newly minted Deputy John H. Beckwith and his brother Bob, accosts them, allegedly attempting to exercise a writ of replevin on some horses to pay a trumped-up debt to bankers Murphy and Dolan. Tunstall is soon shot down in cold blood by posse members Jesse Evans, William Morton, Tom Hill, and John Olinger. Brewer, Billy the Kid, and other Tunstall men witnessed the shooting, but survived the encounter. This event marks the beginning of the Lincoln County War. February 19th, 1905. Kansas City, Kansas, sees the passing of Henry Vinton Plummer, age 60, born a slave on the Three Sisters Plantation near Bowie, Maryland. Escaping slavery in his early 20s, he enlisted in the Union Navy during the American Civil War. In 1872, he attended Wayland Seminary in Washington, D.C., and upon graduation, he served as pastor at several churches before being appointed chaplain of the 9th Cavalry Regiment by President Chester A. Arthur in 1884. At that time, he was the only black officer, he was a captain, in the U.S. Army. In 1894, he was dishonorably discharged from the Army for drunkenness and poor conduct. However, the charges were very controversial, later reviewed, and his discharge was upgraded to honorable after review in 2005. February 20th, 1900. Chief Washakie, leader of the Eastern Shoshone, estimated age 90, died in Wyoming. Father-in-law to Jim Bridger in 1850, friend of Brigham Young, he became a Mormon in 1880, then an Episcopalian in 1887. He was a treaty negotiator, Fort Bridger, 1868, and a peacemaker. His headstone, 1878, is in the reservation fort that bears his name, the only Native American ever commemorated in this way. Also, the only Old West Native American ever buried with full military honors. A number of U.S. Navy ships have carried his name. February 21, 1906, Ezra M. Meeker, age 75, begins his second trip over the Oregon Trail with oxen yoked to a covered wagon, this time eastbound, leaving the first of the stone monuments he hopes to place on the trail in Tenino, Washington. He eventually heads for Eddyville, Iowa, from where he departed in 1852. He will go much further. He wanted to help America preserve the trail and honored those who traveled it. February 22, 1878, Texas Central stage lines taken for $1,280 by the Sam Bass Gang, Sam, Seaborn Barnes, and Frank Jackson, near Allen, Texas. Well, this is Program 8 for 2019. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Find old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.